Bill O'Reilly here, Monday, April 26, 2021. You are listening to The O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening today in America. Portland, Oregon's radical mayor finally vows to crack down on rioters. Caitlyn Jenner wants to run for governor of California. Joe Biden gets approval from young Americans, but not everyone agrees. COVID surges around the world. Europe will allow vaccinated Americans to return this summer. Also ahead, wild agendas in public schools. But first, Portland extending its state of emergency order as protesters continue to do damage. Progressive left Mayor Ted Wheeler now asking the public to help identify violent demonstrators. Since last June, arsonists have burned dozens of businesses and cost the city more than $50 million in damage. Former Olympic athlete and reality TV personality Caitlyn Jenner officially challenging Gavin Newsom for governor of California. The longtime Republican assembling a team of prominent GOP strategists, including some who work for the Trump campaign. Latest polls show voters mostly split on whether Governor Newsom should be removed by recall, and that vote may happen this summer. More than 6 in 10 college-age Americans approve of President Biden's job performance 100 days into his first term. The survey from Harvard says many voters under the age of 30 back Biden's agenda. However, another poll from ABC finds 52% of Americans support the president, which is a low number, but not as low as Donald Trump back in 2017. COVID spiking across Asia and South America, Brazil, Chile, Costa Rica seeing 200% rises in infections. India now the worst place on earth for the contagion. The country confirming 350,000 new cases every day. Indian health officials report 4,000 daily fatalities, but experts say that figure is low. It's actually 5 times higher. American tourists who've been fully vaccinated will be able to visit Europe this summer. Officials in Brussels and Washington agreeing to new travel rules and flight schedules. The CDC card you get after you get vaxxed will be suitable proof of immunity to travel to Europe. In a moment, some very radical things are going on in the classroom. Right back with it. Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Time now for the O'Reilly Update. Message of the day, radical left politics in the classroom. While individual Americans are trying to figure out if they are as racist as the corporate media says they are, California has already decided. The United States and its Caucasian citizens are indeed purveyors of bigotry and oppression, according to the Golden State. So educators out there are going to do something about it, according to reporting by City Journal. California's Department of Education has approved an ethnic studies model. This curriculum contains programs that advocate, quote, decolonizing the USA, that's open borders, and liberating students from capitalism, the patriarchy, and settler colonialism, whatever that is. The California vision is not new. In fact, it's directly cribbed from that old rascal Mao Zedong. Back in 1966, the Chinese communist dictator, whose hobby was mass murder, stood in Beijing's Tiananmen Square, waving to hundreds of thousands of Red Guards, students who were rooting out all cultural opposition to Mao's reign of terror. The young people destroyed books and art deemed not to be read enough. They renamed streets, destroyed statues. They burned anything religious. About 7,000 pieces of private property in Beijing were demolished because China had outlawed private property. In just 2 months, August and September 1966, fanatical members of the Red Guards murdered nearly 1,800 people in Beijing alone. Many of the victims designated as capitalists. Back in California, Jorge Pacheco, doing his best to resurrect the non-lethal spirit of the Red Guards. Jorge is the radical left president of the California Latino School Boards Association, and he's a top advisor to the state's ethnic studies vision. Jorge Pacheco is not a shy guy. He openly admits the curriculum is based on a Marxist tenet called pedagogy of the oppressed. That line of study calls for students to understand their oppression and eventually overthrow their oppressors. The taxpayers of California are funding this hateful campaign, and I've heard little public dissent from politicians and the media. Does Governor Newsom oppose this? Does George Clooney see the danger? Has the California local media condemned this? Anyone? How about President Biden and Vice President Harris? Well, last week, both of them told the world America is surely a racist country. With little opposition, the nation's largest state is embarking on a mass re-education campaign in some public schools, a curriculum that will surely lead to intense confrontation on the part of students who embrace it. Somewhere in a very warm place, Mao Zedong is waving, and the Red Guards are thrilled. I'm Bill O'Reilly, and I approve that message by writing it. For more honest news analysis, please visit BillO'Reilly.com. In a moment, something you might not know.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. With more vaccines now available to the general public, health experts predict 50% of all Americans will be fully inoculated by June. For music fans around the country, that means one thing: the return of the concert. Before the pandemic, 60% of us attended at least one music event a year, spending an average of $250 a ticket. Wow. Now, all of that stopped in March 2020. Major acts like Beyoncé, Fleetwood Mac, Billy Joel, Paul McCartney, Lady Gaga all suspended their tours. Worldwide revenue for live music dropped from $31 billion a year to nothing. Fortunately for the fans, many states now will allow outdoor concerts at full capacity. Hottest tickets include the Dave Matthews Band, Justin Bieber, Alicia Keys. Stand-up comedy also making a comeback. Dates are scheduled for Dave Chappelle, Chris Rock, and others. So if you're heading to a concert this summer, you need to know the new rules. Madison Square Garden in New York City now requiring negative COVID tests or proof of vaccination. Other venues will prohibit the sale of alcohol. To comply with California's very strict regulations, fans will not be allowed to yell or sing during the performance. Clapping is okay. I guess they'll have the Harmony Police in California. Broadway will reopen. We don't know exactly the date, but when the venues operate, they will be at 33%, or 200 people in the theater. Harlem's famed Apollo will welcome guests back on May 17th. And here's something else you might not know. One of the biggest bands on the planet will return to America this summer. The Rolling Stones. Seeing Mick Jagger and his crew will set you back, ready? $800 on average. Wow, that's jumping, Jack Flash. The Stones have come a long way since the early days of rock. They crossed the pond in 1964 for their first American tour. They played two shows at New York's Carnegie Hall. The price for admission, $3.50. Back after this.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.